Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac and WBJC's Katya Harrison. Nice to see both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So Katya doesn't usually appear with us, but it's Cocktail Monday, so you're here.
How could I not?
Who wouldn't show up for Cocktail Monday? So we are fulfilling a promise we made a long time ago on Word on Wine. Lisa Futterman did an article for the Chicago Tribune that was reprinted in The Sun called Cocktails 101, and we said we would make all four of them, and we all sampled them, and you'll get all of our reviews and thoughts about them. So our first one is the three partners category, where you take three bits of solid booze and you put them all together. This is like martinis or Negronis or Manhattans. Those would be the famous one. Ours is called either an Old Pal or it's very close to a Boulevardier. Either one is good. So what's in this is an ounce of dry vermouth, an ounce of rye, and an ounce of Campari. Katya, since you're our guest, why don't you talk about it first? What do you think?
Well, I'm not very familiar with Campari. Mary, let me smell the Campari. And actually, I would have thought it would be more like a perfume than something that you would drink. But in this drink, it actually adds a little bit of an edge. That herbaceousness adds a bitter quality and an edge that keeps the drink from being too safe. And I think that it's kind of the star.
Mary, what do you think?
I unexpectedly love this, and I say unexpectedly because in the past I've not been crazy about Campari. I like bitter things, but when I've had Negronis or I've just had it straight up, for some reason it hasn't spoken to me. But like Katya says, I love the way that it complements the other two, the pepperiness of the rye, and even though we use dry vermouth, still that little bit of sweetness there. I'm just finding this delightful. Absolutely delightful. And we did put a little bit of orange rind in, which I think helps.
That makes a huge difference. First off, this was fragrant. It was very aromatic, mm-hmm. both because of the orange and because of the Campari. And what was interesting to me is how all of these three ingredients blended beautifully. The color of the cocktail is stunning. All you have to do is mix these three ingredients together, put some ice in, mix it around. You can shake. You don't have to. Strain it out and just enjoy. It's fragrant. It's powerful. So be careful. This is not a cocktail to be taken lightly.
And I think you could serve this on the rocks and it would be absolutely fine. You're cutting its potency, but you're not cutting its flavor.
I think that's true.
It reminded me a little bit of an old fashioned.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's in that family. It's in the high boozy cocktail family where everything in it has, you know, a goodly amount of liquor. That's a good thing,
like
I think.
Like a cocktail.
Like a cocktail, yes.
The world looks rosy through the bottom of the glass.
I agree.
It's true.
I agree. And one of these was enough to feed all three of us, basically, in this particular tasting. So this is in the three partners family. Our thanks to Lisa Futterman. Cocktails 101 came out with the Herald Tribune, reprinted in The Sun on Wednesday, October the 4th, 2017. And it's only taken till now that we're actually fulfilling that promise. But I say better late than never for 2018. That's my motto. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
I'm Katya Harrison.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.